The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
As we've been hearing this morning, some dodgy box owners have received letters from the TV provider Sky threatening action if they don't stop paying for illegal streaming services. The letters sent to people in County Wexford in the main ask them to sign a settlement within 2 weeks, saying that they will never use a service like this again. Well, joining me now is Chairman of Smart Tech 24/7, Ronan Murphy, and Chair of the Digital Rights Ireland and Associate Professor in the UCD School of Law, TJ McIntyre. We'll come to TJ in just a moment. To you first, Ronan, can you take us back through the story here? How did they get to the point that they could identify the users of these dodgy boxes?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, look, up until now, the legal battle with these dodgy boxes has predominantly been a game of whack-a-mole against the distributors, right? These are the guys who sell the boxes in pubs or online. This court order completely changes the game. By forcing Revolut to hand over customer data, Sky has literally jumped straight over the consumer's living room wall and are in a position where they've gone straight to the consumer. I do think it's important to note, because looking at a lot of the kind of the blowback from this, it's important to state that, you know, Revolut were not acting as the moral police here trying to catch the pirates. When they were approached by the Sky Television lawyers, they essentially told them, look, we're neutral in this. We have strict GDPR laws to uphold. We cannot and we will not hand over customers' banking history just because, you know, a private company like Sky asks for it. If you want this data, you got to go get a high court judge to order it. And once that judge signs the order, Revolut had no choice but to comply. So they were strictly treating this as a matter of legal compliance. And I think the key takeaway here for a lot of people is that this completely explodes the myth that these financial apps that are on people's phones are some kind of, you know, digital wild west where transactions are hidden. Revolut is a fully licensed, regulated bank. They are subject to the exact same laws as the high street banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, etc. And if you leave a digital paper trail on your phone, a court order can have that pulled. So people are really starting to wake up to the fact that these apps don't offer that kind of anonymous service that they envisaged that they might.
And I think that's well worth saying from a revenue point of view as well, Ronan, isn't it? I think people think, as you say, that these are invisible transactions when they happen on Revolut. They're not.
Yeah, it's the same with Airbnb. I remember a few years ago, you know, Revenue contacted Airbnb and they said, look, we want a list of people that are doing Airbnb. So you know, it's something we often talk about in cybersecurity. And so why this new digital world is so complex, especially for young people. I mean, anything you do leaves a digital footprint, and that digital footprint follows you around for the rest of your life, whether it's social media or financial transactions. And in this particular scenario, unfortunately for the people paying for these dodgy boxes, their data has now been pulled. And obviously they've got correspondence from the legal team at Sky.
Now, just going back to what you said at the beginning, that this is a sort of a whack-a-mole strategy from Sky. It is still that, is it not? 400,000 people using dodgy boxes, and you have to go through, if you're Sky, this rigmarole of finding one seller, getting a court order to identify their customers, and then writing to the customers. It's not an easy process for Sky.
No, Claire, you're absolutely spot on. This is really about setting a legal precedent. You know, by sending out these first 200 letters, Sky is essentially firing a shot across the bow to, you know, really shatter this illusion that people are anonymous using Revolut and by paying for this. So they want to make the process far more difficult. I think Sky themselves have actually acknowledged that, you know, they're not going to be able to go after 400,000 people in Ireland. That's not a reality. But what they are going to do is they're going to make it very difficult for people who want to pay for these types of services. They're going to make them aware that that, you know, this is a crime, and that their details can be obtained by Sky should they, you know, partake in these activities.
Okay, so let's come to TJ on this from Digital Rights Ireland. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning.
What do you make of all of this?
It's very interesting that Sky is sending these letters and saying essentially, look, promise not to do it again and we will take the matter no further. I think it reflects the fact that there's an element of bluff about the threats to litigate, which is that As Ronan said, this is logistically very complex for them. But even in terms of suing 300 people, that's not going to happen either. If you go back to the music industry litigation against people file sharing in the early 2000s, we were looking at very small numbers there where litigation was ultimately pursued. We were looking at numbers in the 30s or so each time. So overwhelmingly, you probably won't see people being sued. I think the majority of people will see the offer of a settlement as the good deal that it is and take it. What you will have, though, probably is a very small number of people being sued, essentially, of course, to put fear into the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. And you don't want to take a risk. You know, you're up against a big company with deep pockets, and betting on the fact that they won't sue you is probably a risky enough strategy if you've received one of these letters.
Absolutely, particularly when you've been given the out of simply saying you won't do it again. It's a very gentle slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm. Can Sky prove, though, that you've been watching their services through this dodgy box service that you have used?
That is a very good question. One of the interesting things about the music industry litigation a while ago was the evidence was there to show that you were sharing this particular song at this particular time and you were sharing it to the world. So you can infer that it was publicly accessible worldwide. The damages could be that much higher. Here, if we have financial data showing you've paid for a dodgy box, it doesn't necessarily show you were paying for this particular service. Maybe the transaction line on the Revolut says, thank you for selling me this Sky Sports dodgy box, in which case you can do
rights.
That. Yes, but otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for copyright holders to say, well, you alleged this particular piece of copyright that we hold in this particular item or this particular channel. So I think that plays into the fact that Sky here are not demanding money. I suspect they recognise that, you know, there will be difficulties of proof here.
Yeah, I want to know what gives Sky, a private company, any rights to threaten consumers, says a listener. Can you answer that question, DJ? They're entitled to, aren't they? I mean, they're selling this service legitimately and people are accessing it through these illegal ways.
Yes, I mean, on the face of it, their business model is being undermined. I'm not going to be popular, perhaps, for saying this. I have a degree of sympathy for them in that regard, in that it is illegal to stream this. The streaming itself is mostly taking place by individuals who are offshore, whom they can't directly target from Ireland. It's then being resold in Ireland. So naturally, they're pursuing the resellers and the individual users. Ultimately, if you are going to tackle this, you need to think about tackling it at the back end and looking at how the streams are being generated. And that's obviously somewhat a harder proposition.
The other thing you could do if you were Sky is lower your prices.
Absolutely. And again, I'm not going to go out and bat for Sky and say that this is, you know, something where people will sympathize with them. At the same time, you know, some of these things are luxury products. And particularly if you look at the, you know, the various sporting movie channels, etc., it's very hard to make the case that these are essentials.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree then with what Ronan told us earlier, that this is a whack-a-mole approach, or will this deal with the problem in that people might be frightened by the prospect of getting one of these letters and what it might lead to if you don't agree to a settlement, and that it will solve Sky's problem?
If they could achieve, let's say, a 10% reduction in use from people who see this and are concerned about maybe the reputational consequences of being exposed to their in the media, let's say, as one of the people against whom litigation is brought, then they'll have succeeded. Ultimately, it's not really about the individual cases. They're not going to make much money out of individual people getting dodgy boxes. Ultimately, it's about seeing if you can make a difference on the margins with wider use.
Mm-hmm. There's another listener saying that just because you have an IPTV service, which is a dodgy box, does not mean you can access Sky. There are perfectly legitimate channels to watch as well. They cannot prove that people actually watch their service. And that's your point, TJ. Unless there is evidence that you've used a Sky service, it'll be very difficult to prove that.
Yes, and again, that really comes down to, I think, something we don't know from this coverage, which is what are the vendors saying and what receipts do they have? If you're paying a certain amount for an all-in subscription, That's one matter. If you're paying a certain amount plus a certain amount extra to have Sky Sports access in your dodgy box, then that's a much easier case for them to prove against you.
Okay, well, Ronan, coming back to you, I mean, maybe in this case, but when we look at this in the round, the people who need to be really worried here about the next approach from Sky would be the operators, the sellers of the dodgy boxes, because they're in their targets in the first instance, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think even in this case, this particular distributor, I think the legal ramifications for him are quite substantial in terms of how much he's having to pay. So obviously, you know, if you using or looking at the high level distributors, they're much easier to go after. And obviously, the evidence against them will be, it'll be a far more substantive case. So, you know, easy to execute on it. The consumers are obviously, TJ's, you know, illustrated that very, very well. It's much more difficult to go after them, but absolutely, if you're a distributor, I mean, it's fair game.
So just if you decided, TJ, that you were going to challenge this letter that came from Sky and you were going to ask them to prove that you had been watching Sky products or Sky services, are you facing into a big legal bill if you try to do that?
Well, obviously, that depends on the response that they take. And you would expect that they might want to sue a number of people, maybe just a handful of people, just to make the point that they're willing to proceed with it. And you'd expect that they would pick out the cases where they think they have the strongest evidence. Maybe we have a note on the Revolut transaction saying I'm paying for this service, or maybe we have somebody charging a different amount based on the service that's available. And you'd expect them to pursue then the people against whom they think they have the possibly the greatest chance of actually getting a payment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in that situation and if you were to decline this offer and you were to, they were to bring it to court against you, could you challenge that and put them to proof? Absolutely, you could. At the same time, they could seek discovery against you, meaning they could ask for records of your usage, possibly records of the box itself. And ultimately, the problem with all of this is that the cost associated with that of instructing a lawyer to defend you in these matters is rapidly going to outweigh any possible award against you in any event.
Right, right.
There's no world in which it's going to be cost effective for you to fight a case like this.
Okay. And that is the bottom line. You could be facing into a world of pain. There is more to run in that story. TJ McIntyre, Ronan Murphy, thank you. Some great messages coming in from people who've clearly thought deeply about this. A listener says, I'm glad Sky are doing this. If everyone paid their fair share, then the rest of us might have less price increases from Sky. Why should I pay so that somebody else can watch it, even if they're watching premium channels I can't afford to pay for? If nobody paid for these boxes, they wouldn't exist in Ireland. And another, as a long-term Sky customer, I'd be fairly annoyed if Sky offers the dodgy box users a special deal to join Sky. They give long-term customers absolutely no loyalty favours at all. And on they go. Keep them coming.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.